Aleph Tavis, 27th of December, Dine, Eunice and Abraham, Halal or Hanukkah.
So carrying on the day of the Torah away, we'll change the topic and change the front. I should go to Master Curtis, who's in the moment occupied in the business of bringing some sperm in here. The completion of the first week of Hanukkah, of the 7 days, tomorrow is the Bais Yosef day, the 8th day, they were all the questions are about. I wanted to pick a topic unrelated to that, but to discuss the issue of halal on Hanukkah, particularly as far as the chiyuv of halal for noshim. I'm not sure it's been spoken about, something slightly anxiety I thought was safe, waiting towards the end of Hanukkah. Probably every other topic has been answered with at least 100 answers to Bais Yosef's question, etc., however many one has gotten into. Now, the shaila of the mitzvah of Kriyas halal over Hanukkah and how extensive it is. I'm just waiting for a few swans, and some will be here. But by way of introduction, something unique about the mitzvah of Hanukkah, or the mitzvah of Ner Hanukkah. We all know it's Ner Yishul Beisai. Famously, I'm sure you've heard the drushes, Ad Ein Shir, on the Kisu Lechem Al Keren Hasher, Ki Ein Lechem Chelik Belekei Yisrael, the darkness which is over the waters. The portent, which the Medrash says, right at the beginning of Bereishis, the structural inclusion of Golus as the stages in Briyas Ha'olam. Varet says, Asayu is Golus Mitzrayim, Boyu is Bovel, Vecheshech is Yovan, Shechshich Ha'inem, Begzeresen, Varmru Lohem, Kisu Lachem HaKeren, Hasher Ke'in Lachem Chelik Belekei Yisrael. The numerous different insights about this concept of Keren Hasher is. The Maharal Miprag says the Keren Hasher represents the uniqueness of Klal Yisrael. At Har Sinai we said Naaseh V'Nishma. We are unique. We have a different spiritual purpose. We have a purpose in life which is different to all others. And they said Kisvu Lachem Al Keren Hasher, right on the horn of the ox, representing the source of the eagle. The eagle Azov, the theology of a replacement, Kibyochel, that you were special, you may think you were special, but immediately after Zaluva Kalash is in Sabasel Chupasa, a few short days later you're being Mizane under the Chupa, the Keren Hasher is confirmation, Ein Lochem Chelek, you rejected it, so you no longer remain special. One of the insights. But others say the Keren Hasher represents the Sheir in historic, in Bechal, in Psukim in the Torah. But historically, the Shoir always, throughout history, was the beast of burden, was the strongest and most powerful beast to work with. It wasn't wild, it wasn't the Chayetz of Behemoth. So it represented all the ability of a person to surpass human endeavor and to extend it and expand it, to go beyond, to go furthest, the strongest, the greatest ability to advance. It's the greatest machine that mankind had from nature. So if you want to keep Yiddishkeit, you want to keep Torah Yiddishkeit, you want to keep mitzvahs, you think you're special and you have a uniqueness, keep it at home. Of Al Keren Hasher, when it comes to outside, in the streets, when you go to work, when you go off, thank you very much. You start life as it should be, like normal people, outside in the world, Kisu Lachem Al Keren Hasher, in that era of endeavor, when you go out and use the machines, you go out and use your own technological advances that we've given you. On that, Kisu Lachem She'ein Lachem Chelik Belekei Yisrael. The dichotomy. Be a Jew at home and a German in the streets. Think as appropriate throughout our history. If you want to teach your children, that's fine. But if you want to study your Torah, that's fine. But teaching your children is indoctrination. Wait! They're part of society. When they have their own homes, they can decide. Kisu Lachem HaKeren Hasher, the dichotomy, the split between what you do at home and the streets, we don't need that. Different identities. And this, the answer is, Al Keren Hasher, they said, they tried to make the split, Chazal, Masakin and Mitzvah, which is unique throughout all other mitzvahs, you know, the concept of Neir Ishu Beis, they didn't bias, they didn't have Hidur involving other people at home in the mitzvah which the Baal HaBayis does, however it's understood, Machlokes Ramah and Rambam, how to learn the Hidur Mitzvah according to Rambam and Ramah, even within that a different way, but it's the whole B'nai Bayis being involved in this mitzvah, it's a mitzvah which is done by all the B'nai Bayis, and it's done by the window. It's been done in a way in which the home radiates out to the street. It's a halacha not to make it a dichotomy. The whole point is, what we do at home, those values accompany us, the light of the home is specifically pursuma nisa lefarsim outside. That being the case, that is the antidote to the Keren Hasher. What we do, how we start our day, how we live our life, is always framed with Torah and Torah values, and we take them Wherever we are, we take those various midot, make any such split, and that's the idea. The antidote to Keren Hasher is a mitzvah which is Neirish Rabbeisai, being Mefarsim, that the Rabbim should see. Wherever we are, we have those values. There's no split. As far as the takona of these mitzvahs is concerned, there's a famous question on the Rambam. It's a nice way to start the Shaila about Hilchos Hanukkah. You know, the Gemara says in Shabbos Tachav Gimel famously, Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, about the hadlokah, the mitzvah of hadlokah, hidlika acherish sheit of a kotn also v'lei klum. If hadlokah was done acherish of a kotn, the Gemara is talking about hadlokah, anocha is a mitzvah. But if was it by acherish sheit of a kotn, or not, b'nei chiyuva, le also v'lei klum, it's garnish, and if you place it somewhere else. Ish shavada in madlika, however, woman certainly can be madlika. Why? Rabbi Shua ben Levi, noshim chayovis v'nei chanukah, sha'afin hoi v'ei saneis, women have an equal chiyuv of Ner Chanukah. Av hein, they too are ba'is ha'neis. And therefore, if a woman lights, a person's yaitza. That's obviously the same. Shechesh is because they're not b'nei chiyuvah. Not some regular b'nois chiyuvah when it comes to Ner Chanukah. Says Rashi, av hein hoi ba'is ha'neis. The Rashi, which we point out, Shabbos Chav Gimel Amad Aleph. Shegozer yevonim al kol besulais ha'nesulais lihiboy letavzer tchilo. Rashi talks about the added dimension of direct women's involvement more. The celebration they had, the hafsala they had, in which case they have to celebrate even stronger way than men, because it was saved from the Xeru. That the psula is nisus, is nival, and the tafsa, the Gemara calls in psubas, he come in tchino. But a day ishon nasa nes, through Yehudis famously the nes occurred, so it's an extra element of nes, the takona of the zeichel nes, is at least as appropriate by noshim as by men, therefore ishus madlika, man is certainly yotzei. Excuse me. That's as far as halacha of hadlokas neiros are concerned. One shaila though, if that's true by hadlokas neiros, it works out that the mitzvahs of Chanukah are equal by men and women. The Shulchan Aruch Taka brings in Metoferesh Ein. Both the halacha of the mitzvah women is also madlika, like a man has the same chiyuv and isha madlekas. Shaila, if a man says ishteke gufay, but misad chiyuv has the same chiyuv. What about halal? What about the chiyuv of saying halal on Chanukah? Is Rechiv to say halal? We all know there's Rechiv. We're going to halal for 8 yom. The Gemara in Erechel explains that the Yud Ches Yom in Mnei Chutz Aretz, in Mnei Yitz Yisrael, Chafalef in Mnei Chutz Aretz, say halal, Chazal, Mersak in halal, to be going Mersa halal. And the Gemara counts out Chanukah. That's part of the Zecher of Chanukah. The Gemara on Daf Chafalef in Mnei Yitz actually says, famously, the first Braisa, quoting the Mekor and all the halachas encapsulated in Hilchas Chanukah, my Chanukah. On this, the Gemara says that when they came, Beschanosh, when Okishagovra, Malchus, Beschashmanoi, when Otschun, Bolkli, Motzle, Pachachachat, Shoshemen, Shoymunak, Beschashmanosh, Kengogu, Reboyer, Hadli, Kemechod, Nas, Beneis, Vedikum, Menishman, Yomim. So the next of the Shemen occurred after the Melchomet. Shon Acheres, Kvoum, Vasom, Yomim, Toivim, Bahalil, Vahoido. They make it to Yomtur of Halil and Hoido. The mitzvahs of Chanukah involved Halil and Hoido, which you know is Neres Chanukah. This is a Halil Vahoido. So on the surface, it would be just as much chiyuv af hein hoi bois anes by women as it is by men. In fact, as the mashmos of, although it's not clear anywhere distinguishing, highlighting women being chayv in this, but there's a thesis which seems to indicate it clearly, which will explain in doing. The Achronim quote this thesis, but there are other makaris as well based on this thesis, I should say. Thesis in Sukkah, where thesis speaks about the Mishnah in Sukkah about halal. The Mishnah says, Mishoi eved oi ishoi kotn makrin oisri. If somebody's being led in halal by an eved or an isha, who are not bnei chiyuva, an eved is only mechuyev in mitzvahs ki isha, or an isha herself is leading halal, so they can't be meitzi the tzibur, they can't see halal on my behalf because they haven't got the chiyuv. So the Mishnah says, oina achrehen, the person who's hearing it should repeat afterwards, ma shehein omrin. You have to repeat, you can't be yotze with what they're saying, and just either respond with halaluka or shemei kaina, as the Gemara he's talking about. You actually have to repeat the words, because you can't be yotze, since they're not chayef. And the Gemara says, tovelein mihiro, such a person should be, doesn't look too great if you have to follow a woman leading you to halal. What are you doing about, why haven't you prepared to say halal yourself? In my godo makro, he said, if you're being led by somebody who's a bar chiyuva, you just repeat halaluka, or whatever the shemei kaina is. There's places on this, Mishai Ebed V'Isha Mashmakan, the Isha of Turmi Halal. It seems from here that the reason you have to repeat, because a woman is potter from Halal. The Sukkahs, as the reference here is Sukkahs, the Chain Dat Seres, and so to the Halal which we say on Shavuos, it would seem there's no reason a woman should be Chayiv. Why? The Tam Mishun, the Mitzvah, Shazman Gromahi, it's a regular Mitzvah, Shazman Gromahi, not Mitzvah Seik, because that's not Chiv Minatari, Mitzvah Shazman Gromahi. Af agav, the behalel, the leilev sochim, mashma perikabim sochim, the mechayva. Even though it seems that women are chayv on the halal of the night of Pesach, since the mechayva with alat kaisos, they have to drink the four cups of wine. Umestamalik tik with alat kaisos, elikadei loim arleim halal vagoda. And the whole purpose of takonas. Dalet Kaisers, Retos is the Shitos, the beginning of Avri Psochim. It's the Hechatimsis, it's the Chazal's framework. These four cups represent the basis, the structure around which the Haggadah and Halal is built. So the objective of Arba Kaisers is saying Haggadah. And Halal, so if the Chayv and Arba Kaisers, they must be Chayv and Halal, that's the objective. Says Tayyiz and Ocharami. By Pesach, Lel Pesach, women are Chayv, but not by Sukkos and Shavuos, as is evident from this Mishnah. Pesach they are, not Sukkos and Shavuos. You know why? Shani halal the Pesach, dala neizbo. Pesach is different because we say halal because of a specific neis. For av hein hoye bois aneis, and they two are included in this neis. Avokadar aneis omor. Sukkot we don't say because of a neis, we say because of yomtiv. Since the yomtiv is a regular chiyuv of yomtiv, it's a mitzvah sasei shazman groma. It's a time-based mitzvah, they're exempt. Something which comes on a particular neis, va'av hein hoye bois aneis, the dalet kaisis dechayiv, the halal dechayiv, because it was mesukon, it was instituted for a particular neis. Therefore the chav is dalet kaisis. As far as the shayiv derais, the rabbonon, va'av hein bois aneis, for the dalet kaisis, mitam av hein bois aneis, Tosfos speaks about in the Kuf Ches, based in Psochim famously, whether the chiyuv of Arba Kaisis, specifically in the mitzvahs of Pesach, we put in the framework of Afhein, or Afhein is only a framework for Drabon, not the Raisa. But that's a different point, which is tangentially associated with Tosfos means here. The Tosfos says, Pesach, the Chayv, Afhein, Bo Yisanes, in which case, Chanukah would be the same. The Chayv, in Ner Chanukah, Afhein, Hoyu, Bo Yisanes, Halal, which is a chelik of a celebration of Chanukah, there should be Chayv, Afhein, Hoyu, Bo Yisanes. So it should be clear-cut decision according to Tosfos, women are Chayv. But the problem is, the Rambam doesn't seem that way. Rambam, well, it doesn't seem, the Rambam seems to say the reverse. Because Rambam in Hilchos Hanukkah, interesting, Rambam brings the Mishnayos about Halal, and the Gemara and Erech, and all the Hilchos, the Halachos relating to Halal, the Rambam brings in the Hilchos Hanukkah point. But the Halachos here, the Rambam writes in Perek Dalet, Perek Gimel, Halachos Dalet. In Hilchos Hanukkah, the Rambam says the following. Somebody says halal, sa'on Hashem Eshonon, and people should answer, sa'on Hashem Eshonon, he's repeating the points in the Mishnah and the Gemara's details in Sukkotach Lamed Ches. He goes to each of the Tzukim, on Hashem Eshonon, Hashem Etzichon, Baruch Habo, v'im hoya ha-makrei esa halal, koton oy eved, oy isho, if the one leaning for the halal was either an eved, isho, koton, oy na'achrei ma'ashehen oymri, mila mila v'chal halal, you have to repeat what they say, to be Yotze, you are Halal, because Eved, Ish, Eved Kotten, and Isha are exempt, like the Mishnah says. So you have to repeat. You're not Yotze, we Shemekoina. So everybody asks the question. The first one quoted, the Stechemed, is a famous shtickle about it. But the Bin Shlema asks about it. Many speak about this one simple point. It's clear in the Rambam, in Hilchos Chanukah, that a woman, when it comes to Chanukah, if she would lead Halal, one wouldn't be Yotze, like the Mishnah in Sukkah. Tosfos makes a clear differentiation and says, no, that's only Lagabi Sukkos and Shavuos. Pesach, Afein Hoye Beis Anes, women are Chayiv. Mamele Chanukah, Afein Hoye Beis Anes, Chayiv. As Yeshua Levi says in Shabbos, Abchav Gimel Amad Aleph, Afein Hoye Beis Anes, Nechayiv. Come the Rambam, in Hilchos Chanukah, and he passes in Septuras. How come? How can the Rambam apply the din of Sukkos, the Kriyas Halal, which is said in Gabi Adi Yom Tevim, without the element of Afein Hoye Beis Anes, to Chanukah? So those who want to know, the Rambam is actually not talking specifically about Chanukah. It's a convenient location to discuss the halachas. Because Rambam does bring all of Hilchos Halal there. It's very difficult to say. It's so much shaloi ben koimoi. One thing is to expand upon halachas out of place. But to expand upon them and to misapply them is very difficult to say. Rambam emphasizes, it's not really, it's Hilchos Halal, which we say halal Chanukah, I'll give the halachas of halal, not relevant to Chanukah, connected Chanukah. It doesn't really make sense. It's very difficult to say that from the Rambam. So how do you understand this Rambam? So the Stechemet quotes in his business famous as the following. He says, well, how do we understand the Rambam says, you put it if it's Chelik of Afrin Hoibay Sanes? He says, one possibility is that the Nes which we recall is the Nes of the Nitzachon of Milchama. The particular element of stress by women was the story of Yehudis, of the Tafsir, of the Yigomen, that being, the actions, the immoral, corrupt actions, of men ravaging all the Psulas before they got married. and taking away the Kedusha, they particularly experienced the Nes, but in all told it was the control of the Avonim, the Nes of the Nitzochen of Milchoma, which is being commemorated through Hallel and through Chanukah. The Nes of the Neris, the miracle of the candles, of course they light near Chanukah. There's an added element of the Milchoma, that's the Hallel element, the particular stress for women. And let's understand, women have a chiyuv to go to battle. Are they part of the chiyuv for which we celebrate the Nitzochen? It's the Chema quotes, Ibn Shlomo suggests, we know there's a famous Shaila in Halacha, which is Sefer Chinuch, brings a mitzvah Tofresh Gimel in Halacha, that Mr. Brewer discussed it in Siman Tofresh Pehei, and the Halacha of hearing Kriyas Shabbat Zocher. Is a woman mechuyif to hear Shabbat Zocher, learning on Shabbat Zocher? What's a Shaila? It's a mitzvah Sesh Mangroma, it's a Shaila, it's called Mangroma, not Mangroma. Sorry, okay. The debate is called Zrangma, anytime it can be yated. But the Sefer Chinuch says a new reason why women are pturas. Since the whole mitzvah of Mechias Amalek is to go out to battle with Amalek, is to remember Mochi Timcha to go out to battle, and women are allowed B'nei Kibush Ninu. They don't go out to battle. Since they don't go out to battle, to have a schira for something that Pturah is from doesn't make sense, says the same Rav Chinuch. Mela, since the whole of Mechias Amalek is Mechias Amalek, Mechias Amalek is supposed to be Potter. Okay, there's a big tumult about this. I asked the Gemara on stage, Dr. Mandala, the Gemara says that a Mechemes mitzvah, even the chosn, the color of kalab nichu posa goes out. The shayz of mechemes mitzvah. Others say that Avraham Avinu says famously that the mechemes amalek is a mitzvah seish mangroma. You know why? It's because it's not doicha Shabbos. Others say because mechoma we didn't make balayla. The Gemara speaks in from Megillah, but by balayla didn't. Laila is lausva mechoma. Ato bosi for esek katera. In the middle, you don't fight at night. It's a mitzvah seish mangroma. That's the answer. The principle, the Sefer Achinuch says, that women are potter from Mechias Amalek, from Zechiras Amalek, because they have no chiyuv of Mechias Amalek. So it could be that the Nitzochin here, that the battle, the celebration of battle, is something which is not relating to women. He says, because it could be the whole Nitzochin here related to the military battle, and military battle is something they weren't mechuyev in any case. Ke'en the Sefer Chinuch, as he says by the halacha of Mechias of Zechiras Amalek. Of Emes, he says, it's very schwer to say this, very difficult to understand this in this light. Because Be'emes, the whole chiyuv of Ner, the way Rishum HaLevi says in the Gemara clearly, categorically, is because they were saved. Afino Yisbanes, Shigozi Vana Kol Suris Hanes Suris Libole Tafsat Chila, Validei Isha Nasa Nes, and they are Mechuyiv in the commemoration of a nest of survival, particularly their particular element of survival from the Tavsa. Which means that Chazal certainly were kevea, commemorative mitzvahs, which are commemorative of being saved from a milchoma, even though the Sefer Chinuch talks about a commemoration, a remembrance, to remind us to go to milchoma, they may be exempt, but the nitzochin from a milchoma, that they clearly are included in. So he says it's not mistaba, that's trapped in the Ptur of the Rambam. Now, should find a different way. The Torah Rami says Kenzain is Gabbai, he says, the Bahag. Taisa says, beginning of Megillah. Famously, Daftal of the Madal of Taisa says about a woman being Maitzi, even if they're Chayiv, Achen Hoya Ba'is Anais, they're Chayiv a Mikra Megillah. Taisa quotes the Bahag. The question, can a woman be Maitzi, a man be Megillah? The Bahag says they can't be Maitzi. Taisa Mijan Yerushalmi, what's the Shalom they can or they can't? It could be Chazal, we're never Masakin a din of Mikra Megillah by Noshim, only Shmir. A din Shmir. They have to hear the Megillah. There's no din mikro. In Sibur, there's a big debate. Why not? Could we have a chiyuv Sibur, a nidashti, whatever. So based on the Bahag Shitta, that a woman, in the same way, she has a chiyuv mikro Megillah, only shmir, it could be the Rambam learns, like the Bahag, and they have a chiyuv kriya salil, or even shmir salil. There's no din kriya salil. I have to hear halal being said. I'm involved in the mitzvah. I don't want a mitzvah to read it. In which case, the Rambam is correct, or it would be consistent. Rambam holds, an Isha can't be Motzi and Ish, because even if they have a Chiv of Halal, they have a Chiv of Mikra Halal. It's a Chab, but the only problem is, Rambam doesn't learn that way. Rambam, beginning of Hilchos Brick and Megillah, a few problems beforehand, Peg Halal Halacha base, anybody who's Chayv Megillah can be Motzi somebody else, including an Isha. So Rambam Zicha doesn't learn like the Bahag. As I've been shown, they can't be the reason Rambam says they can't be Motzi a man, is because they have a different sort of Chiv, because we find the Rambam holds Mikra Megillah, they have the identical chiv. So this, the Ibn Shlomo, Sechem, quoting Ibn Shlomo, comes to the following conclusion. And he suggests the following. He says, we know, there's a famous machlokes between the Rambam and Ramban. And Hilchos Tefillah. Hilchos Tefillah is quoted. as to whether the chiyuv tefillah is min haTorah or min haRabbanan. The Gemara brings an avdei b'cholad of avachem ezehu avedu shabelev zuhi tefillah barbinim tainis. Selak v'shbarku b'chol avachem with all your heart. It's dilav avedu. This refers to tefillah. Ramban learns this in asmachta. Tefillah is the Rabbanan. Ramban learns this in Raisa. An avdei b'chol of avachem. However, the Gemara says, in which case, if it's Rabbanon, could be Rabbanon mechayv women as well. If it's Doraisa, then it fits into the normal framework of Chiyuvim, mitzvah saseh shas man groma, women have turois. So women should be potter from tefillah. And then the Gemara speaks about in Brachas Tavchav, the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, women are chayv at tefillah, Gemara says, mitzvah shman groma. So the Gemara shayv, depends on Gifsois, and actually the Gemara says, shayni tefillah, derachmei ninhu. Davening Takadosh Baruch Hu afterwards asking for rachamim. See, even if they may be exempt out the mitzvah, regular mitzvah sashes mangrom, but a mitzvah which is built on, which is based on asking rachim, even women have a chiyuv. So famously, Rambam learns is a chiyuv deraisa for women to daven. Zogdim Mogen Avraham, however, that chiyuv in Atari comes to be matzdik to justify the fact that most women weren't at the time being mekayim regular shmoyne esrays, regular tefillah. Says Mogen Avraham, even according to the Rambam, the chiyuv tefillah is deraisa. The din of Erev of Vayikiv Tzarayim, the Rabbanon put in place, but the Nusach HaTfilah, how much Tfilah, that's certainly the Rabbanon. Women have no such chiyuv. You yotze rachamei with any Tfilah, Tfilah koldu, any sort of Tfilah. Says the Mogen Avraham, a woman who says, Moed Ani Lefonach in the morning, is yotze the chiyuv Tfilah. That's why women didn't have the minig in those times. Add to the fact that the printing press wasn't available, people weren't so educated, it was more difficult to become accomplished in Tfilah. They weren't makpid because they were yoitza, the chiyuv deraisa, according to the Rambam, with a tefillah kol duhu. Says Mogen Avraham, you can be chayv in the same mitzvah in a different way. The chayv, the theme of the mitzvah, the chayv tefillah. But the particular stand which Chachomim put in place, that's not the chelik mitzvah deraisa. Since they can be yoitza with a tefillah ba'alma, that's why it's not the minhag, it hasn't developed, evolved over the years that women had the practice of dal mishmon esrei regularly. As a bin shleim esher, that's a shittas Rambam, Legabe din halal for Chanukah by Noshim. The din of halal as a theme, as an issue, as a yisoy. Women are also chayv. Afin hoy by sanes. Of mikam halal, there's different ways. There's the tefillah of halal, which we say. We'll come to in a moment. The Gemara in Pesach and Dafkavit Ches about it. But that halal, where does it come from? Dafkavit Zayin. Where's the chiyuv halal? How to manifest the particular psukim that we say? But there's a theme of halal. He says, technically, women would be exempt as far as the chiyuv. If he said one mizmor, he says, maybe a loshen for the halal, but certainly maybe one paragraph alone. They haven't got the chiyuv of the finished package version of halal that we say. Or memela, even if they're chayiv, they taka al chayiv. They can't be moitzi. Somebody's got a full-blown chiyuv. They're moitzi a man. They're doing somebody. They haven't got the chiyuv the man has. They've got a one paragraph chiyuv, they would be moitzi. So it could be according to Mogen Avraham, they have a chiyuv. Mitzad echod, mitzad sheni, they can't be moitzi at the same time. That's Pshat in the Rambam. Two kashas. One kasha is the Mogen Avraham mitzvah tov chav beis si'if kotten hei. Says, in the middle of the Mogen Avraham, says, v'noshim pturois mikol halo. Women are completely exempt from halo. In Hilchos Chodesh, in all dinei halo, women are completely exempt. Doesn't make an exception. Case of kasha, maybe the Bina Shlomo learns the Mogen Avraham, the Kohen Mogen Avraham doesn't learn the Mogen Avraham, I don't know. Could we use the throw of the Mogen Avraham? Klapi halo. It's not such a kasha. But the stronger kasha is a poshtus Torah. I didn't understand. Bishlama there, dinei tefillah. There was a chiyuv tefillah. So it came as a chiyuv tefillah before the seidat tefillah was menusach, before it was made into a particular finished text. Women remain with that. We have a chiyuv which Chazal gave us. When it comes to halal, the chiyuv initially was after the psukim of David HaMelech were put in place. The chachom of the time of Mechayev, this nusach. So to say there was a chiyuv deraisa on this, on halal, but they don't have this halal, what did they have? What takona was there? They have a chiyuv, but not this one. So two takonas at the time, different nuschos. Point one. Point two, if a woman does take on, if we take on, she has the same chiyuv, but she's yotze with a mizmer. But if she says the whole halal, she's been yotze, her chiyuv halal with that. That diminishes in the din chiyuv to yotze somebody else. She's doing a halal of chiyuv. True, she could stop at this point in Shira. She could stop after one pasuk, after one parak. But now she's doing a halal of chiyuv. Vezok, you can't say shemei kol, you can't be. She's not called mechiyavas bezalva. It's strange to me. It's not called mechiyavas for this. So I'm not sure the sushter is so clear. It wasn't so clear. Third, we don't find anywhere it says that a woman has a chiyuv to say one parak halal as well. Difficult to find such a mekor. the Kli Chemdo in his Miluim and Parshas Miketz. Alavai would know Kli Chemdo. Alavai know any of these for him. This is brought beautifully in the Mafteach on the Rambam, Al-Asar, in the Frank Rambam, the Mitzvah's beautiful Makar. He brings his Bina Shlomo, brings the debate, brings the question. He suggests a different answer. He says that Al-Sadinov, Be'emes, we have two conflicting concepts. On the one hand, mitzvahs asei shazman groma, women are exempt. So there's a svara to say women don't have a chiyuv. Mitzah sheini, there's a din of persume nisa, or af hein hoyu ba'isa hanes. They too were involved in the miracle, so they have to be mefar sein the nis. So the Kli Chemdo, that the din of af hein hoyu ba'isa hanes is only when there's persume hanes, and that one is yetzer baner. It doesn't have to be both. Since there was a part, a chelik of the mitzvah, which was integral, was basic, built into person anes, and that's the ikar part of the chiyuv, the afhein hoye bais anes manifests itself in the chiyuv ner, and therefore, as far as the din halal, the regular things go back to as they were, mitzvah seishas man gromud exevna. And with time, I see the Rabbi Chaim is here, I'll take 2 more minutes with Hashem. This is how the Chemda Shlomo says. There's two elements, and the Avhein Hoye Ba'isanes is not mashlim the whole chiyuv. The Avhein Hoye Ba'anes, Hoye Ba'isanes, is mechayv something. Since Avhein is to publicize the nes, so that part of the observance which gives pirusum, the chayvin, which is what? Ner, that's mefarsim the nes. That part is not mefarsim, but not chayvin. Okay, for a start, Nachal is difficult to understand because the Gemara does say in Chafarach on base that on Mesakin b'halul v'hidov, the din of Ner of Tzichayis Galos, it manifested itself in the Chiv halul v'hidov, to say of the Chiv Ner, added in halul v'hidov separately. We don't find the Gemara saying that. Okay, I've got time to read tomorrow, but let me think what I want to suggest. If you look at Rashi, very interesting Lashon of Rashi here, on the Gemara that Chafarach on the base on these words. Lashon Acher is Kovim Vasom Yomim Tovim B'Halul V'Hido. Yomim Tovim with Halul V'Hido. Says Rashi, what's Yom Tovim B'Halul V'Hido? So Rashi, La'afukei, Lo Yishasun B'Melocho, Yomim Tovim Lo Yishasun B'Melocho, Shenikvu Elo Likrois Halul V'Loim Al Hanisim B'Hido. They were Nikvu Yomim Tovim B'Halul. They were Yom Tov with a Din Halul. Says Rashi, Yom Tov Legabel Halul. What's Rashi adding? What's the Gemara adding? Yomim Tovim B'Halal V'Hoidah. They say, Kovim Lo Yomahalal. So it's well known, the Biskarov in Hilchos Chanukah has a famous analysis of what the mitzvah of Halal is. In a nutshell, the Biskarov concludes there's two elements to Halal. There's one element to the Chiyuv of Kriyas HaHalal. Yomim Tovim have certain tefillahs. The elements of tefillah, or Kriya, which we have to read, Kriyas HaTorah, there's a Kriyas Halal, Chachamim Mechayev, on a Yom Tov. There's another element, he says, which the Gemara brings in Erech in Daf Yud, in which the Ravid asks the Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah, he quotes the Pasuk, how can he say that Halal is only Medivrei Sefer from the Kiddush Rabbonim? Chazal Erech from a Pasuk, Vashir Yer Lechem Kileil, Hiskadish Chog. The song will be to you, Ven, Osinovay, like it is belay on the night Hiskadish Chog of the Yom Tov of Pesach, indicating there's a current Tanakh for it. So, the Briskarov, that's a different sort of Chiv. There's a commemorative chi which lost sechais, which manifests itself in a din of shira, an expression of thanks for a miracle at the time, recreating the time the miracle happened, and nes happened. Hashir yelachem kelev his kadosh chok. So din shira. There's another din of kriya. Exactly what all the chilukim are there in Briskarov. Analyze the differences. One of the differences, for example, in a shira, you don't make a broch. There's no chiyuv. It's a response. It's a situation you have to get to. There's no broch on a shira, at least a sofik. It brings a wrath in the Rambam, it brings a Rav Sadik, I think it is. There's no din brocha on a shir. There's a brocha on a kriya, some which you have to read. There's a difference in what you have to say as well. If it's a din kriya, there's a halacha specific lashon. If it's a din shira, really I'm meant to be singing a song. This is the nusach ha-mekayim my shir. I think if you look at Da'ak in Rashi, especially if you look at the Gemara in Erechin Daf Yud Amud Beis, the Gemara in Erechin says that there are two requirements for the din halal. One requirement is something is moyed, ikra moyed, and is osav asiyas malocha. The Gemara asks for shchedesh is not osav asiyas malocha. The Gemara says it's called a moyed. Gemara says, what about Shabbos? Gemara says it doesn't have been moyed. Okay, so it's also asiyas malocha. What about Chanukah? Chanukah has neither. It's not a moyed. And the pasuk is not also Basius Malacha. Says Gemara, "Bitam hanes," but it was a miracle. What does that mean? The Rashi is learning here. It seems Rashi is saying, "Mikoch hanes, Chachom gave it to din yomtiv leinyan halal." The din yomtiv leinyan halal meant the din kriya. That's not an afhin hoye bayis hanes din. That's a din yomtiv, like the sukkahs, like the Pesach and Shavuos. And maybe it's Rosh Hashanah. There should also be in Yom Kippur. The Gemara says, "Well, enough for the fact that Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Meisim zuchim to follow." That's me din yomtiv. Mehilchas, the status of the day. Since it's a day we experience the nes, Chum gave it an element of yomtiv, one strain, one theme of yomtiv. Le'inyan what? Halal. If that's midin a yomtiv, midin kriyas halal, women are exempt from all other kriyas halal any other time. There's no difference. It's a din. Michiyuvei regel kilu. This is a chiyuv of yomtiv, an obligation of yomtiv. Women may well be exempt from that, says the Rambam. They may have a different chiyuv. Could be like the Mogen Avraham, they have a chiyuv by night or din shira to respond with some sort of thanks. It could even be that the element of shira, the element of celebrating the nes, as a thanks, it could be we mekayim that entirely with a ner. Because we have a ner, because we have a meiser of hadlokah lefarsim aneis, there's no need to give a shira, a thanksgiving, a recreation through halal, like we have in Pesach night at the time we went out of Mitzrayim. That's a din shira. We've got that person, we've got that celebration a different way. Rashi's medayik is specifically, kovum liyom tovim liinyan halal vaydot, a din yomtiv. It's a din kriyas halal like yomtiv. From that, the Rambam learns women are exempt. It's no different to sukkahs any other time. Which case we can understand the Rambam shita. Just to recap, we had the question: why does Rambam hold the women are exempt? We brought tesis and the Aflamet Ches with Aleph seeing clearly the distinction between afhei noy beis anes. Gemara Shabbos Chaf Gimel says clearly at the chayv in neir because afhei noy beis. In which case we have in halal. And the Gemara of Chaf Aleph and beis linksim. We tried a couple of answers either because of the comparing it to Yitzil and Milchomer. We asked on that. It's not doma to that case. Perhaps it's like the Mogen Avraham, using the sword of the Mogen Avraham, who has a kasha, the kun to Mogen Avraham, in Ilchas Tfilah, and does a shtim here, l'chayra, that's where it is safe, the takona was halal. The answer could be, along the lines of the Brisker, there's different takona of halal. The takona of halal is associated to the din yomtiv, which applies on Chanukah. From that, women are exempt, as Mr. Ishman Gromer. The din of Ner is specifically your commemorative of the Nes, and that's Afayin Hoyba Sanes, as a Shat Ramam Shuta, and with Chanukah.